MCC Live continues on the Tri-Cities Leader in Sports, 1340 ESPN.
Talking the Mid-Columbia Conference here. It's MCC Live on 1340 ESPN. Follow along and tell us what teams and what schools you want us to cover more often at 510-858-1340. Football not the only MCC teams in the playoffs right now. Kamaiakan girls soccer, they're third ranked in 3A in girls soccer. They beat Rogers of Puyallup on Wednesday night 5-1, and they're taking on West Valley tomorrow. That's girls soccer.
Very cool.
Kennewick High swim and dive team, they're in action this weekend.
That is awesome. Again, Mid-Columbia Conference represents the state.
And a couple of the top-ranked girls volleyball teams are right here in the MCC. Richland and Kamaiakan, good luck to them on Selection Sunday.
And I think they'll go far in the state playoffs. You know, they're very solid teams on both schools, so I'm looking forward to see what they do.
That's all looking ahead, though. Right now we're going to backtrack, though, because previously on MCC Live, we were talking about the state meet for cross-country, and we're going to recap that right now. Who do we have on the phone, Kevin?
We have Sean Mars from Hanford Cross Country Girls. Thank you for calling on 1340 ESPN.
Yeah, good stuff.
Congratulations for making, you know, to state. You know, that's always a big feat. You made it to the dance.
That's right.
So, Sean, so tell me about how you felt about the state meet.
Yeah, well, Sarah and me are here, too, so we'll hear from them when you're ready. But, yeah, we felt good about it. We kind of like to kind of help our athletes kind of know where we think they can be as far as kind of slotted into different spots. And,
yeah.
And then the racing just happens, right? There's so many good runners at state. You just want to take advantage of the opportunity. Sometimes we refer to it as a target-rich environment. In other words, there's lots of people to run with, and they both ran right in those slots, so we felt really good about how things went on Saturday on, as you know, a real windy day.
Yeah, but the wind calmed down, you know, hours before.
Yeah, well, yeah, if you're talking comparison, yeah. And we were thankful. I mean, the you know, a steady, you know, 18 or 20 is one thing with the gusts that we were experiencing before. That would not have been fun.
No, because it knocked out my power for 3 days, so that would not be good. Oh. Just think what it would do to the runners. They'd be going to Oz.
Yes, to say the least.
Do you have your girls there?
Yep, they're right here.
Can I talk to Maya?
Sure.
Hi, Maya. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So how do you feel about your state performance?
I thought it went well. I always like just kind of getting the opportunity to be at state and then having all the competition around you.
What's your goals for track? Are you gearing up for track now?
Yes. My goals for track are definitely to make it to state this year.
In what event?
The mile and the 4x4.
Oh, that's cool. Do you have a good 4x4 team?
I think we will.
Oh, very nice. Yep. So you got 52nd at state. Is this your first time at state?
This is my second year.
What was your place the year before?
It was 90th.
Oh, okay, so major improvement. Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maya. So can we talk to Sarah Olson?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good. What year are you?
I'm a senior.
How many times you competed in state?
This is my first year. So.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Very nice.
How did the reality match up against the expectations?
It matched my expectations.
And what expectations did you have?
There was going to be a lot of runners there. So I would have a lot of people to run with, a lot of different competitors to use as stepping stones, and just like a great like last race.
So you think about stepping on their head about the stepping stones, or what?
Dude! No, like, dude! Non-contact sport, am I right?
It depends, Will.
I'm just checking. I'm
it just
checking.
Depends.
No, like stepping stones, like using to like help like mentally help yourself to like move up in spots.
Oh, good. Okay, I got confused. Sorry.
If you were here, you would recognize in looking at Sarah that she's probably the most non-violent person. But you always got to check because sometimes they might surprise you.
Oh, yes. You never know day to day. So, Sarah, what are you going to do next year? Are you going to go off to college somewhere?
Yes, I will be going off to college, hopefully running cross country, long distance track, and then getting a degree in elementary education.
Have you got an offer yet for scholarships?
Yes, I have. I've gotten some offers from Bryan College and also Whitworth.
Oh, very nice. I never heard of Bryan College. Where is that at?
As in Tennessee.
Okay. Is it Division 3 or 2?
No, it's in the NAIA.
Oh, NAIA is really... I that's where I started my coaching career, was NAIA.
That's where I learned to step on people.
Yeah, I did.
Well, we obviously don't have to send Sarah there. She's already got that figured out.
Well, thank you guys for coming on the show, and good luck in the track season.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for letting us come in and talk a little bit. And yep, we're excited to start up a little run towards the spring.
Awesome. Sean, let's do coffee sometime soon.
Okay, take care.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep, bye-bye.
Run towards the spring. I like that play on words.
I do, too. I agree.
He had to run off the phone, but we have the other Hanford High cross-country coach talking to us now.
Yes, we do. Jim Peterson from the boys' cross-country. I go way back with him.
I know. We've had him on the show before. Yes. This is his second time on the show.
Yes.
He's a veteran. He's almost been on as often as us.
Ain't that right, Jim?
Yes, I have.
So talk about the Tri-City Prep boy that won.
Kieran St. Hilaire from Prep, Tri-Cities Prep. He won state championship in the 1B, 2B boys.
Do you know his time?
Yes, I do. 16:27.
That's very respectable.
And it's particularly difficult to get really good times in the small schools because you don't have as many guys around you to help pull you along. Kieran, he won by 23 seconds, so he was all alone most of the way. And insofar as our team, we really did well at the conference championships. We came second in 4A, trying to chase down Kamiakin, but that was not to be.
Oh, then Kamiakin's tough.
Then at the district meet, which was qualification for state, we were really hitting on all cylinders, and we came third, which was good enough to get us there. And that was a result of all nine, actually. We ran nine guys in that race doing their job. Everybody stepped up.
That's good to have at the end of the season.
I mentioned about the team, we have two seniors. We have Eduardo Tobin and Troy Russo. They're our seniors on varsity. Troy, pretty good student. He has a 4.0 average. I have Eduardo here with me. Troy is in a National Honor Society meeting.
Oh, he's very smart to be in that. You know, that's a club I never got into.
Nor I. Ed, would you like to just say hello?
Hi there, Ed.
Oh, there, how are you?
Good, how are you? So, congratulations to making it to state.
Thank you so much.
So, what was your time at state?
Well, fortunately, I didn't run a good time at state. It wasn't the best race. But I ended up getting 70th, better than last year, I guess. But
improvement.
It wasn't my best race.
What place did you get at the district, Ed?
I think I got 7th or 8th at the district meet. Then at our MCC championship meet, I got second.
Oh, wow. Good job.
Yeah. So I didn't have a good race, but you can always learn from your mistakes and just move on from there.
Oh, yeah.
We would not have gotten to state if it hadn't been for Eduardo.
That's good to know.
I have another guy here that I'd like to step up for a minute. Malik, he's our freshman phenom. He was varsity all year and raced very well at state. Malik, say a few words, if you would.
Hi, Malik. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So, congratulations on making it to state. Again, you know, a lot of people make it to the dance, and you did.
Yeah.
Malik has some good genes. His sister, Kendra Kendra Keller, she made it to state all 4 years. And so, Malik wanted to keep the family tradition going.
And you're doing it.
So, he made it as a freshman, ran quite well. What place did you get at the district meet?
The district meet? I got 21st at the district.
21st? Oh, cool.
Yeah. Then I got 80th at.
So we had some good showings.
Yes, you did, Coach. Yes, you did.
And I've got a few other guys here. If we have time, I'll ask them just to say a word or two.
Okay.
Ben Porter, would you come up here?
Mr. Porter, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. What year are you in school?
I have a sister and a brother who both made it to state. So he's following the family tradition.
That's a lot of pressure on your shoulders, my friend.
So would you like to say something about our season, Ben?
It was pretty cool. I mean, a lot of our last year team that went to state actually graduated last year, so I wasn't really confident we were actually going to make it to state.
Yeah.
As of year, but it was actually really cool to see our team pull it together.
How does this year's team compare to last year's team?
Both teams were pretty good. Last year's team was definitely stronger, but it was cool to see a lot of the guys last year who were kind of on the outskirts of varsity step up.
That's good. You carry the traditional life.
And another guy that I'd like to get up here, Ben Kunkel. Can you come up here?
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Ben battled injuries all season, but then at the end, miracles happened and he was good to go.
1980 U.S. hockey team, that was a miracle.
We're about 20 degrees from having a miracle on ice for the state cross-country championships.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So, Ben, would you like to say something about the season?
I guess I'll just say I really appreciated having such a strong leadership from both my coaches, Coach P and Coach Autry, and from our top varsity leadership from Eduardo and Troy. I think that really helped kind of bring the team together, and I think that's what got us to state this year.
Oh, that's good. Good chemistry. That's good. Well, thank you, Coach, and thank you, Hanford Cross Country, for joining us on 1340 ESPN, and good luck in the track season, because that's the next big thing going on.
Yes, it is, and we'll see what happens.
And hopefully you can come back on and talk to us about the track season.
Okay, sounds good, Kevin. You have a good day, and thank you very much.
Let's do coffee sometime, Jim.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Thanks, Coach. What's with you and doing coffee with everybody?
I'm addicted, and there's no 12-step program.
Who's your coffee dealer of choice? Give him a shout-out. Give him a free plug. The power of radio advertising.
I'm old school. I like Starbucks.
I thought you were going to say Maxwell House when you said old school. Well, I just brew it at home.
Well, if I'm not going to Starbucks, you know, Folgers is okay.
Is that why you're so jittery all the time?
I'm trying to slow myself down. It's better than Ritalin.
Wow. Going to be coming back. We're talking more cross country. Who do we have coming up after the break?
Matt Rex is from Kamiokan High School Boys Cross Country. We go way back. Richland Girls Cross Country. And we also have Hermiston Cross Country Boys and Girls with us.
It's coming up in about 2 minutes right here. It's 1340 ESPN.
The Tri-Cities leader in sports.
It's MCC Live.